Okay, are we ready? Do this?
Okay, the Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities Committee will now come to order. Will the administrative assistant please call the roll?
Chair Flores.
Here.
Senator Garcia.
Here.
Senator Abruzzo.
Here.
Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Evers. Senator Gibson.
Here.
Senator Hugel.
Here.
Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Smith. Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Great. Quorum being present. I wanted to show that Senator Evers is excused from today's meeting. And today we have two agenda items. We'll start with tab one for Senator Galvano. Senate Bill 290. You are recognized, Senator Galvano.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for agendaing this bill. Senators, Senate Bill 290 simply modernizes our taxing system to recognize the changes in technology in the prepaid calling arrangements since 2001, when we first carved out an exemption from the communication service tax for prepaid arrangements. Basically, today, unlike in 2001, when someone goes to a retailer to buy these services, they're buying way beyond just the phone calls. They're buying webmail, they're buying text messaging, and other services that are vital to life today. And so what this does is cleans up the statute, makes sure that the exemption definition includes these new services, and gives us a good position to go forward.
Great, sounds awesome. Okay, members, questions? Questions, members? No questions. There are several speaker cards. Diana Ferguson with the prepaid calling arrangements. Oh, that's the topic. That's not who you are. You're an attorney. Diana Ferguson? Okay, great. T-Mobile. Yay. Brewster Beavis with Associated Industries of Florida.
Madam Chair, Associated Industries.
Fantastic. Chris Schoonover with Metro PCS. Melissa Joyner, Florida Retail Federation. Good stuff. George Chimizo with TrackPhone Wireless. Awesome. David Christian with the Florida Chamber of Commerce. Awesome. Doug Mannheimer with Sprint, waving in support. Awesome. Woody Simmons, Verizon, waving in support. Good stuff. Okay, great. Members.
Everybody raise your hand.
Is there anybody else that wants to wave in support? Yay, great. No. Okay. Any discussion or debate? Nope. Okay, you're recognized to close. You'll wave and support.
Wave and support.
Awesome.
You're so lucky.
Okay, will the administrative assistant please call the roll on Senate Bill 290?
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Evers? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hugel?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Chair Flores?
Yes. All right. And with your vote, the bill is supported favorably.
Thank you.
Next up. Senator Simpson isn't here. Is Senator Simpson's aide here?
Oh, you are here. Are you on this committee? I'm so sorry.
That's pretty darn embarrassing on my part.
I'm not really in the committee. I just thought I was committee.
Okay, that's good. That's great. Okay. All right, Senator Simpson, tab two, Senate Bill 338. Yes. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a good bill. It's the Senate Bill 338. It's filed because electricity theft is a growing problem for electric utilities. Electric co-ops need stronger laws to deter electricity theft and help utilities minimize losses due to theft that must be recovered through electrical rates. Currently, the criminal penalty is a first-degree misdemeanor as prescribed by law, regardless of the dollar value of electricity that is stolen. This legislation will allow those penalties to vary depending on the value of the electricity that was stolen. And additionally, the legislation would increase the minimum award sought in a civil action against a guilty party from $1,000 to $3,000, which would mitigate the utility's time and cost of recovering the losses.
Okay, great. Members, questions? Senator Garcia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator, if you can... Yesterday we had a conversation about this, and I don't know if you had the answer to this, and if someone, anyone comes up to testify, they can give me the answer. How do we quantify, how do we know the amount of electricity that was stolen, at what point, and how do they get billed for that? I mean, a theft is a theft, but I don't know how we can quantify that.
Senator Simpson.
Thank you. The amount of theft will have to be determined by the electric companies or co-ops companies' ability to look at the facts. You can use historic data to historically see what the was being charged and what the new electric bill would be. And it's not a science to what that number would be. It's there's some art involved, which also I would say protects the consumer, if you would like to say that, because they do actually have to go the extra mile to determine how much electricity was stolen. And it would have to have enough evidence to, based on that, to be able to take that to a judge.
Senator Garcia? No? Okay. Anybody else? Any other questions? Senator Bean?
I'm new. How does one go about stealing electricity? How do you do it? I don't know.
Is great. That is, that's a good question. How do we do
that? Are they going on the power line and hooking it up themselves?
Is this a question? Because
I don't know. I'm just curious, I guess.
Is this because I'm from Trilby? Is that why I get this question?
Yep.
Neighboring Wacoochee. Thank you, Senator Bean. There are multiple ways that you can steal electricity, and too numerous probably to name, but commonly you can tamper with the meter and you can cross the meter, or you can actually steal the power from before it gets to the meter, because electricians and other folks are being sophisticated enough to tap into that power before it gets to the meter. Obviously, there's a risk of life when you do these things. And I think that's another important point here, is that you're risking grave injury sometimes to steal electricity, and that's part of hopefully what this will prevent.
Very good. Okay, great. Any other questions? Nope, no questions. Okay, we've got a couple of appearance cards for this one, too. Mike Bjorklund with ECA. Oh, wave in support. Lee Killinger with the Florida section of the American Water Works Association. All right. Cameron Cooper with Progress Energy. Excellent. Donna Simmons, TECO. Amy Zubeli, Florida Municipal Electrical Association. Awesome. Carl Panico with Gulf Power. John Holly, FPL. Awesome. And Brewster Beavis, Associated Industries. Excellent. Okay, members, discussion, debate.
Madam Chair.
Okay, Senator Smith.
Normally, I don't vote for increasing things to felonies, and I've kind of got gone against that the last couple of years and argued against that. But one thing I found when I did the copper bill last year, when things are misdemeanors, it's hard to get law enforcement to really look into it. And so with these type of economic crimes that have increased through the years, trifold, with the economy the way it is and with people getting more clever, you're starting to see more and more of this. And so in order to get law enforcement to actually take the time to investigate and actually do something about it, sometimes you need a stronger penalty. So I think this is a good bill to help those who's being stolen from, not only the companies, but the consumers also. So I support this good bill.
Any other debate? Okay. Seeing none, Senator Simpson, you're recognized to close. Great. And with that, the administrative assistant will call the roll.
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Senator Beam?
Yes.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Chair Flores?
Yes. And with that, show Senate Bill 338 reported favorably. Members, do we have any other? Anything else? Anything going on?
I move we rise.
All right, great. Senator Boozer moves you rise. All right. Do you want to keep these or do you want me to keep
these?
Yeah, that way you can.